All right, buckle up, everyone, because week 15 in the NFL, oh man, it was a wild one.
It really was.
We're talking upsets, incredible defensive showdowns, and some QB performances that had us all wondering what just happened.
Yeah.
We've got a stack of reports here from CBS Sports.
Right.
And we're going to dive deep into all the craziness that went down.
It sounds good.
So think of this as your ultimate cheat sheet for all things football, right? Whether you're prepping for those fantasy playoffs or just wanted to drop some serious knowledge at the water cooler.
Exactly.
We're going to break it all down.
All right.
And first up, let's talk upsets, right? The Lions, I mean, they've been on fire.
Unstoppable.
But they got taken down by the Bills. I'm still kind of shocked by that one, honestly.
Well, yeah, it was a big win for the Bills, for sure. But I think it also, you know, throws the whole NFC playoff race wide open, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because now the Lions are tied with the Eagles at the top.
Oh, talk about pressure.
And it puts their grip on the NFC North in question. Yeah. So, yeah, big implications from that one.
For sure. Yeah. And then we had the Texans. They managed to pull off a win against the Dolphins, which was, you know, not expected.
Yeah.
But here's the wild part.
Uh-huh.
They did it with the lowest offensive output they've had in, like, almost 20 years.
18 years, I think. Yeah, you're right. It was surprising.
18 years. How do you even do that? Is their defense secretly made up of, like, football wizards?
Well, their defense was definitely the key to that victory. Daniel Hunter and Will Anderson Jr., I mean, those guys were just relentless. They were sacking Tua multiple times, just constant pressure. And they forced four turnovers, which is...
That's insane.
It's huge, you know? So, yeah, it really shows that even with their offensive struggles,
right,
the Texans, they can still be a threat.
Especially if the defense keeps playing like that.
Exactly.
Speaking of defense, I'm still trying to understand what happened with the Patriots.
Mm.
They couldn't convert a single third down against the Cardinals. I mean, for those who aren't, you know, super deep into football strategy, why is that such a big deal?
Well, converting on third down, it's huge because it keeps your offense on the field. You know, every time you fail to convert, you're basically giving the ball right back to your opponent.
Right.
So you're killing your momentum.
Right.
And in the Patriots' case, that inability to convert, it just completely stopped their drives.
Yeah.
And it gave the Cardinals' defense, like, free rein to dominate the game.
Got it. Thanks for breaking that down. All right. So we've got upsets. We've got amazing defense. Now let's talk about some of those standout defensive performances.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys, they shut down the Panthers. I mean, it was a complete shutdown.
Yeah, that was impressive.
I mean, Micah Parsons was everywhere.
Right.
Was it just him, or was there, like, a bigger strategy at play there?
Well, Parsons was amazing. I mean, no doubt about it. But it was more than just him.
Okay.
The Cowboys, they were blitzing constantly. They were mixing up their coverages.
So they had, like, a plan.
Yeah, they did. And it just kept Bryce Young off balance.
Makes sense.
And he ended up having to make those quick decisions that led to those sacks and all the mistakes.
So a total team effort.
It was.
All right. Now, the Broncos, they held the Colts to 0 points in the second half. Was that, like, just fueled by that Jonathan Taylor fumble?
Oh, that was a rough one for Taylor. But
yeah,
honestly, the Broncos' defense has been their rock all season. I mean, they've been generating pressure, forcing those turnovers.
Really consistent.
They're a really solid unit.
Yeah.
They've got a real chance to, you know, shut down even the best offenses.
So we talked about defenses, but now let's talk QBs. Week 15. A total roller coaster for these guys.
Yeah, you're right.
First up, Josh Allen. He was putting on a clinic out there against the Lions.
Mm.
I mean, shredding their defense, touchdowns left and right.
He was on fire.
He was like watching, like, a masterclass.
Definitely.
I mean, do you think this puts him back in that MVP conversation?
Without a doubt. I mean, he wasn't just throwing. He was dissecting that Lions coverage. He was anticipating their moves. The accuracy was just pinpoint. The Lions had no answer.
He was even a threat on the ground.
Two rushing touchdowns, yeah.
Right.
Pretty impressive.
He did almost get intercepted, though, right? Was that him trying to do too much or just like a little slip up?
I mean, even the best quarterbacks, they make mistakes.
Right.
And yeah, maybe that was a moment of, like, overconfidence, but his performance overall was just so dominant. Right. You can't really fault him for that one.
Okay, so Josh Allen, back in the MVP race.
For sure.
But then you've got some of those rookie QBs, and they had a rough week.
Yeah.
I mean, Bryce Young, multiple turnovers,
mm,
and Will Levis actually benched after three interceptions.
That's tough.
It's a learning curve, though, right?
It is. They go from college, where they're the stars,
right,
and then they hit the NFL, and they're suddenly facing these incredibly talented, experienced defenses.
Right.
It takes time to adjust.
Right.
And even the greatest quarterbacks, you know, they struggled early on.
That's true. And speaking of quarterbacks under pressure, Tua, those interceptions he threw against the Texans, they were costly.
They were in a must-win situation.
Yeah.
And those turnovers.
They really hurt.
They did.
I mean, was it just him, though? I mean, his offensive line wasn't giving him much help.
Oh, the offensive line is so crucial. I mean, when you're constantly under pressure, it's hard to make good throws and avoid those mistakes. But, you know, even with that, Tua still needs to make better decisions, especially in those crucial moments.
He does. All right, so quarterbacks, sometimes they take the blame, even when it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of costly mistakes, Jonathan Taylor fumbling the ball just before reaching the end zone, that was heartbreaking.
Ugh, brutal.
Felt like he single-handedly cost the Colts the game.
Yeah, that was a game changer for sure. I mean, it really shows how in the NFL, every single play can make a difference.
For sure. And sometimes it's those like split-second decisions, those coaching calls, that can totally change a game.
Absolutely.
Like the Saints, when they benched Jake Haener and brought in Spencer Rattler, that was a big move. What was the thinking there?
It was a gamble, no doubt. But, I mean, Rattler brought some energy into their offense, you know, and he led them on some good scoring drives. They didn't win, but, I mean, you got to wonder now about their quarterback situation going forward.
It's definitely something to watch. And then you've got the Cowboys, you know, still fighting hard under Mike McCarthy.
They are.
Even with all that talk about his job being on the line. Do you think this win against the Panthers will influence Jerry Jones's decision?
Who knows with Jerry Jones? Yeah. He's unpredictable.
He is. But, you know, the Cowboys have been having success under McCarthy.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
So much drama. And this is just the first half of our deep dive into Week 15.
Mm.
What are your thoughts so far? Anything really surprising for you? Anything that changed your mind about a team?
You know what? It was really interesting to see some of those, like, under-the-radar teams starting to make some moves.
Oh, like who?
Take the Buccaneers, for example. They completely destroyed the Chargers. I mean, they outscored them 27-0 in the second half.
Well, wait, hold on. We got to talk about this.
Yeah, yeah.
What made their performance so impressive? Was it Baker Mayfield? Was it their defense? What was it?
It was a bit of everything, honestly. Mayfield, he was playing with confidence. Mike Evans, well, he was Mike Evans, amazing as always.
Right.
And the defense, they were lights out. I mean, they shut down Justin Herbert, and that interception by Jamel Dean, it changed the game.
So they're firing at all cylinders.
They are.
That win against the Chargers, I mean, it really makes you rethink their potential, especially if they make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they've shown they can beat anyone, and their confidence is growing every week.
All right, so the Buccaneers are looking dangerous. Who else is catching your eye? Any other, like, underdog stories brewing that we need to know about?
You know, the Rams are another team that's been kind of quietly putting together a good season.
Oh, yeah.
They got that win against the 49ers, even with that horrible weather.
Yeah.
I mean, holding the 49ers to under 200 total yards, that's impressive.
It's easy to forget about them when you've got all those, like, flashy teams grabbing the headlines.
Right.
But the Rams are proving they're not going anywhere. It seems like their strategy, you know, relying on Kyren Williams and Puka Nacua, it's actually working.
It is. They both had great games against the 49ers.
And their defense, especially with Kobe Turner. I mean, that guy is a menace to quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. And you can't forget about their kicker, Joshua Cardy.
Right.
4 field goals in that rain. That takes some serious skill.
That's clutch.
It is.
It's amazing what you see when you really dig deep like this. You start to notice these, like, hidden storylines, these players who are stepping up, and it gives you a whole new view of the league.
Exactly. It's all about the details, right?
Yeah.
You know, those little shifts in momentum, the players that are really shining, the strategies that are working.
Yeah.
It's like peeling back the layers of the game.
Okay, so speaking of peeling back layers, let's talk about the Eagles. Their win over the Steelers, it keeps them right in that fight for the top seed in the NFC.
Yeah, big win for them.
What did you see in their performance that makes you think they have a real shot at that top spot?
I think their depth really stood out and their ability to control both sides of the ball. I mean, their defense, they completely shut down the Steelers, held them to just 163 total yards.
Wow.
And offensively, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, they were back in sync.
They're a tough team to beat.
They really are.
The Steelers, on the other hand, they've got a rough couple of games coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Ravens and then the Chiefs.
Back to back. That's a tough stretch.
That's going to be a real test for them.
All right. Now, for a moment, that had me jumping out of my seat.
Mm.
The Bengals, they pulled off this wild win over the Titans.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't just the offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Hubbard, a defensive lineman,
I know, right?
He caught a touchdown pass.
It was crazy.
First defensive player in Bengals history to do that. I mean, a defensive lineman scoring a touchdown, it's like something out of a movie.
It really was, but it just shows you, like, how creative the Bengals are.
Right.
And they needed that win.
They did.
And they pulled out all the stops.
And on the other side of that game, the Titans, they benched Will Levis, 3 interceptions. It seems like they're still searching for that, like, quarterback of the future.
Yeah, they are. Tough spot to be in.
Do you think this is going to make them, like, rethink their draft strategy, or are they sticking with Levis?
It's a crossroads for them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They've got some decisions to make.
So some teams are still figuring out their quarterback situation, but then you've got teams like the Commanders. They just find ways to win.
They do.
Their victory over the Saints was a close one. And Jaden Daniels.
Oh, he's got grit.
8 sacks.
Yeah, I know.
And he still led them to victory. That's the kind of toughness you just got to admire.
Absolutely. He just kept getting back up.
And Terry McLaurin.
Oh, he's so good.
That touchdown catch in the first quarter, I mean, incredible.
Yeah, he's a game changer. And the chemistry between him and Daniels, it's really something special.
For the Saints, though, Spencer Rattler, he showed some real flashes of brilliance in that second half.
He did. Almost pulled off a comeback.
Makes you wonder, you know, what if?
Definitely raises some questions about their quarterback situation.
It does. All right, we've seen some amazing quarterback performances this week.
Yep.
But we got to talk about Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Giants. 5 touchdowns, 65 rushing yards. He was unstoppable.
He was a man on a mission.
It was like a highlight reel come to life.
It really was.
I mean, was this like a statement game for him? A reminder to everyone why he's considered one of the best?
Absolutely. He was making plays with his arm, with his legs. The Giants just couldn't handle him.
It's crazy how he could just take over a game like that.
And it really shows how versatile the Ravens' offense can be. They can grind it out with Derrick Henry, but then when they need a spark, boom, Lamar Jackson takes over.
It's hard to defend against that.
Very hard.
But even with Jackson playing like that, they've got a tough game coming up against the Steelers.
Oh, yeah. That's always a battle.
Those two teams, always intense.
The Ravens-Steelers rivalry, it's classic.
And with playoffs on the line, this one's going to be a war.
For sure.
You can feel the energy already.
Oh, definitely.
And speaking of those division matchups, the Jets and Jaguars game, that was a close one.
It was.
Aaron Rodgers showing he still got it, that late touchdown pass to Devontae Adams to win the game.
Rodgers, he's just a competitor, even in, you know, what some might call the later stages of his career.
Right.
But he can still deliver in those big moments.
And Sauce Gardner sealing the deal with that interception.
What a play. He's a star.
He is. And even though the Jaguars lost, their rookie receiver, Brian Thomas Jr., he had a breakout game. 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's got a lot of potential.
Seems like they might have found a real talent in the draft.
They did.
It's been a great week for those young players, you know, really making a difference.
It has. The future of the league is in good hands.
It is. Okay, so before we wrap up this deep dive, let's talk about the playoff picture. With all these crazy upsets and performances, how do you see the rest of the season playing out?
Well, it's getting hard to predict. The Lions losing to the Bills, it really opens things up for the Eagles to take that top seed in the NFC.
I bet the Eagles are feeling pretty confident right now. And what about the AFC? I mean, the Chiefs, even with Mahomes and that ankle, they're still the team to beat.
Well, they're tough to beat.
And the Bills, they're looking like real contenders after that win against the Lions.
They are, yeah. The AFC, it's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah.
You got those powerhouses like the Chiefs and the Bills, right? But then you've got teams like the Bengals and even the Jets. I mean, they could shake things up.
It's true. They could.
It's going to be a really exciting finish to the season.
And you never know. Maybe we'll see a dark horse emerge. We've had so many surprises already this season.
That's what makes the NFL so great, though, right?
That's what keeps us coming back for more. So after looking at all these reports, all these Week 15 games, what's the storyline you're most excited to see play out as we head into the playoffs?
Oh, there are so many good ones. I mean, will the Lions bounce back after that loss to the Bills?
Yeah.
Can the Eagles actually grab that top seed in the NFC? And what about those rookie QBs?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how are they going to handle the pressure? How will they grow from all this?
Those are great questions. And then you've got those underdog teams, the ones nobody expected to be in the running, but now they're making a real push for the playoffs.
Right. I mean, will we see another Cinderella story this year?
It's possible. It's happened before. There are always a few teams that just sneak up on everyone. I mean, that's what's so great about the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
Anything.
It's going to be an exciting finish of the season, that's for sure. So many questions. So much to look forward to.
I can't wait.
Me neither. It's going to be wild.
And the only thing we know for sure about the NFL is that, well, you never know what's going to happen next.
So true. So everyone, buckle up. You're ready for the ride and enjoy the last few weeks of the season.
It's going to be amazing.
All right. That wraps up our deep dive into week 15 of the NFL. Thanks for joining us. Keep those football conversations going, and we'll see you next time.